Okay, we're starting here at the top of Yotet Amud Aleph. The Gemara is continuing with the discussion that we had yesterday, which is the difference between Rabbi Elazar's opinion with regards to an Olah versus Rabbi Elazar's opinion with regards to an Asham. We saw in our Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar believes that if you have a offspring, a Vlad, of an Ekeva that was Mukdashit to be an Olah, in that case, the Zachar, the male offspring, goes on the Mizbeach, it's a full-fledged Korban. Yet, we had the steer that we brought from Asham by Glatz Murad Asham, that over there we let it go to Yireachi Stave, let it go and graze, and then we take the money, and with the monies we purchase an Olah. So why was there a difference between Rabbi Elazar's opinion with regards to an Olah versus an Asham? Rava gave the answer that the difference is Teika Shem Olah Alimo. There's Shem Olah, the name of an Olah, on its mother. There's a core difference between the Olah and the Asham. Rashi claims, and Rashi throughout the sugya, starting from the beginning of the parak, keeps mentioning the fact that when it comes to an Olah, there is a female manifestation in Olah, which is the fact that a bird, an Olah Ta'ov, can be brought as a female. And that's why it attains a certain amount of Dushat Aguf. Tosafot, almost every time, and throughout today's daf again, does not like this explanation, and gives an alternative explanation. The alternative explanation is that when it comes to an Olah, the principal kedusha that we're dealing with is Olah. When you're Magdish in the Keva, the Olah, that's all that happens. By Hashem, you have a switch. It was Mukdash to Hashem, and then afterwards it turns into an Olah. So because of that change, because of that switch, there's a difference between the core kedusha of Olah, which always remains in Olah, and the core kedusha of Hashem, which switches from Hashem to Olah. And therefore, if you're Magdish in the Keva for an Hashem, it makes a difference versus being Magdish in the Keva for an Olah, in terms of the ramifications of the offspring from such an Ekeva. So now, Etei Abaye. Abaye challenges Rava's explanation here on the difference of Shem Olah Alimo. V'chi boy Rabbi Elazar Shem Olah Alimo. Does Rabbi Elazar really believe that you need Shem Olah Alimo? V'hatanya. Hamafrish Nikeva L'Pischo. So here, a person separates out a female for his Pesach. Pesach only comes as a Zechar ben Shana, a Zechar in its first year. And he was Mafrish in a Keva instead. Yireach Yisteiv, let it graze, v'timacher v'yavi b'damel Pesach. You sell it off, and with the proceeds from that sale, you bring a Pesach. Now, Yalta, she gave birth, so now this female Pesach gives birth to an offspring. Yireach Yisteiv, v'timacher v'yavi b'damel Pesach. Then you sell the offspring, and with the offspring's proceeds, you bring a Pesach. Nishkaira achara Pesach. If the female lasts until after Pesach, tir'eh ad shetistev, ve'aviv etameh ashlamim. Then it should go out in graze. And with the proceeds from selling this animal, you'll bring a shlamim. Because you know that a motar Pesach, a leftover Pesach, his brother is a shlamim. Yalda, if it gave birth after Pesach, then the offspring, the male offspring, Yirashi Yisteiv, it goes out to graze until it gets a mum, v'yimacher, and then you sell it, v'yiviv edamav shlamim, and then you bring with the proceeds a shlamim. Rabbi Elazar Omer, hu atzvo yikrav shlamim. It itself, this offspring should go as a shlamim. V'ha'acha, deleka shem shlamim alimo, the mother was not a shlamim. V'amar Rabbi Elazar yikrav shlamim. And nevertheless, Rabbi Elazar says that the offspring is brought as a shlamim. So according to both ways that we explained before what Shemimo means, if you say by Olah, that the Olah has this female representative manifestation with the bird, because you have an Olah to Oph that comes in a female, by a Shlamim, you have nothing of the sort. Because by Pesach Shlamim, there is never a female manifestation of the animal. Whereas, if you're talking about Shlamim or Hashem, then there is no such female manifestation. So here you have a Shem Olah, and Shem Olah Limo means that there is a female party in the lineage there, meaning that you could have an Olah Ta'ov that does have an Ikeva. Over here, in our case, we did it by Hashem, but also now by case of Shlamim. Now, not in Shlamim, but Shlamim, which derives from Pesach. Pesach doesn't have a female ever in its lineage. It's always a male. We can't be compared to an Olah, yet you still bring the offspring as a Shlamim. So that's Abaye's question. According to the second Lashon of Rashi, Tosafot said Lashon, which is that Tilato was an Olah. It was always an Olah, and it remained an Olah. Asham, it began as an Asham, turned into a Olah. Over here, you have started as a Pesach, ends up as a Shlamim. So this is much more comparable to an Asham than it is to an Olah. It starts out as one thing, ends up as something else, and yet, What is Rav Elazar's opinion over here? It is brought as a shlemim. So Rava responds, and this is we've seen throughout Shas, every time we bump into this question with Motar Pesach, Amar Le Rava, Achar Pesach, Kamart? We're talking about after Pesach? Shani Achar Pesach, the Motar Pesach, Gufei Korev Shlamim. That after Pesach, the mother itself is a Shlamim. That is the definition of a Pesach after Pesach. A Korban of Pesach after Pesach is a Shlamim. It's not that you've changed it. It's not like it derived from something else, but it is Shlamim. Over here, it gets much harder to explain because how do you have a manifestation of a keva? You have to argue now, like Rashi, that shlamim can come as an keva, and therefore, since the Pesach turns into a shlamim, therefore there's also an keva by shlamim. But that's not easy an explanation. Over here, it's much easier to explain. We're talking about from the beginning. From the beginning, a Pesach is a shlamim. It's a subset of shlamim, and it will turn into a full-fledged shlamim automatically. You don't have to do anything. There is no change. It's as if you were makdish shlamim from the beginning. That can be used as a Pesach until Pesach. After Pesach, it can be used only as a shlamim. So that's the answer that Rava gives. Then, Ihochi, if you're right about that, Niflog Nami Bereisho. Let Rav Elazar argue also in the Reisho. We had two cases. We had one case where he was makdish nekeva prior to Pesach, and it gives birth prior to Pesach. One case is Makdish before Pesach, gives birth after Pesach. So in the after Pesach, you explained why the offspring comes as a Shlamim. But why before Pesach? If you're saying to me that a Motar of Pesach is automatically a Shlamim, then why before Pesach is the offspring not brought as a Pesach? Why isn't the offspring brought directly as a Pesach? Why do you say you have to sell the offspring before Pesach and then bring with that in Korban of Pesach? Why aren't you Makriv the Zachar directly? Why can't you use it before Pesach? Samele, in Hokanami, Upolig. You're right. He does argue on the Reisha. So Rabbi's answer is that Rabbi Elazar would disagree both in the Reisha and in the Seifa. In the Reisha, you have it being a derivative of the mother who has Kedushat HaPesach. Kedushat HaPesach from the start. This offspring is Pesach. Same thing as an Olah. The Olah starts out with the mother Olah. You have a child that's an Olah. You put the child on the Mizbeach. Here too, you start out with a mother that's a Pesach. You have a child that is a Pesach. Put the child on as a Pesach. No problem. After Pesach, you have a mother who's a Shlamim, and you have a child who's a Shlamim. We say the child goes on the Mizbech as a Shlamim, because a Motar Pesach is automatically a Shlamim. So over here, in both instances, both before and afterwards, you should be able to bring the Korban on the Mizbech directly, and that's what Rabbi says, Eino Chadami, that's what Rabbi Elazar believes. Rabbi Elazar believes that you do bring it on the Mizbech directly. Abaye Amar, Lo Polig, Abaye says they don't argue. So Rabbi comes up with a new principle, not the principle that Rav was using. The principle that Rav had been using until now is Shem Imo. Shem Imo is the deciding factor, and therefore by Olah, Shem Imo makes the offspring be put on the Mizbeach. Asham, Shem Imo says, doesn't go on the Mizbeach because Shem Imo is different. Shem Imo by Motar Pesach, meaning after Pesach, that's a Shlamim, child of Shlamim goes on the Mizbeach. Shem Imo for Pesach itself, the offspring should go now, according to Rava, as a Pesach on the Mizbeach. That's the limud of Rava. Bai says, this is the determination. Whatever you do with a motar, whatever you do with the leftover of this item, you're going to do with the Vlad. Motar Ola, what do you do with the leftover Ola? Leftover Ola, you bring as an Ola. You know why? Because an Ola can be brought as a Nedava. So you can always bring a motar, extra Ola, whatever motar, leftover Ola you have, you bring as an Ola. That's why the Vlad goes on Ola. Motar Hashem. What do you do with the Motar Hasham? Motar Hasham is your A.I.G. stave. You have an extra Hasham, you leave it to graze. When you leave it to graze and it gets a muminit, then you sell it. You know what you're going to do with the Vlad? You're going to leave it to graze and get a muminit. Motar HaPesach. What do you do with Motar HaPesach? Motar HaPesach is left until after HaPesach. Shlamim. It goes on the Mizbech as a Shlamim. If you had a Korban HaPesach that you did not use by Pesach time, after Pesach, goes straight onto the Mizbech as a Shlamim. So what happens to the Vlad? Shlamim on the Mizbech. What about before Pesach? So this is the one case where we're going to have a difference in their opinion. What happens to a Motar Pesach before Pesach? If you have two Pesachim, you separate it out, one for Achrayut, you say I need a Korban Pesach, I take two, separate it out two, one was used as a Korban, what happens to the other one when you have it before Pesach? Not after Pesach, but before Pesach. What happens to Motar Pesach? Rashi tells us, Lo Asav Lo Mida, you can't do anything with it. It's stuck. Can't use it as a Pesach because you already had a Pesach. Can't bring it as a Shlamim, because it's only a Shlamim after Pesach. So before Pesach, a Motar Pesach is nothing. You know what a Vlad Pesach is before Pesach? Nothing. Exactly. So this is going to be the difference between Abaye and Rava's reasoning. Both Abaye and Rava are going to agree by Olah. the Vlad goes on the Mizbeach for Rabbi Elazar. They're going to agree by Hashem, it does not go on the Mizbeach. They're going to agree by Amotar Pesach after Pesach, that it goes on the Mizbeach as a Shlamim the Vlad. The Machuoket is going to surround a Motar Pesach prior to Pesach. Prior to Pesach, according to Rava, well, the mother is a Pesach, so the child can be a Pesach. It can be a Korban a Pesach, no problem. According to Abaye, a Motar a Pesach before Pesach is nothing. Therefore, a Vlad a Pesach before Pesach is nothing. You can't do anything with it. It's just, you're stuck. You have to wait till after Pesach to deal with it, because you have to wait till it turns into a Shlamim. Lachar Pesach de Motar Karev Shlamim. So now the Gemara is going to explain what we just explained in Abaye's position. After Pesach de Motar Karev Shlamim, Vlad Nami Karev Shlamim, since the mother itself would end up as a Shlamim, the Vlad will also end up as a Shlamim, or a leftover Pesach, any leftover Pesach after Pesach would be as a Shlamim, so to the Vlad, Aval Difnea Pesach, Imei Lamai Akdusha, what's the value of its mother before Pesach? The Dmei Pesach. Vlad Nami, also the Dmei Pesach. If the mother's value is only for Dmei Pesach, or in the case of Motar Pesach, again, you don't have any value except to leave it around. So to over here, the Vlad will also be for the Dmei Pesach. Meiti Ravukva Barchama. Umi Amrinan Midimei Lidmei Vlad Nami Lidmei. Wait a minute, is that really a true principle? Can you create that correlation between if the mother goes for damim, the Vlad goes for damim? Because again, there's no Motar Pesach before Pesach. So the only thing you can say is, what's the value of the mother? The value of the mother is to give his money, so too, that's what's going to happen to the child. Vatanya, Mefrish Nikevala Pesach, he, Vivladutea, Yiru, Achistavu, Vimachrubi, Vibidmehem Pesach. So when it comes before a Pesach, you have a Pesach with its offspring, they go out to graze, and then you use the proceeds from them to bring a Pesach. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Hu Atzmo Yikrav Pesach, it itself goes on the Mizbeach as a Pesach. So you see that Rava's right. Rabbi Elazar argues even before Pesach. Even before Pesach, the Vlad should go directly on the Mizbeach. It's clear here that the mother is only used for its monetary value, because you can't bring the mother as a Pesach, so the only value. And yet, what do we say? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hu Atzmo Korav Pesach, that it itself ends up as a Pesach. And we do not say it has the same status as its mother. That quote from the Braita that you just brought is a different situation, different scenario. The scenarios that we've been speaking about until now was an animal that was mukdash for a certain karban, then it got pregnant and has the child after it was already mukdash. Over here, we're talking about a behema that was pregnant at the time of the kedusha. Rabbi Elazar savak Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Amar im sheyaro mishuyar. The fetus can be looked at as independent of the mother. It's lav yerachimo. That a ubar is lav yerachimo. A fetus is not an extension of the mother. Therefore, you can be makdish the mother and leave the ubar out. You can leave the fetus out. Or you can be makdish the ubar without the mother. Or in our scenario, you can be makdish the mother for damim, and the child could be mukdash for, used as a korban at Pesach. You could separate out the kedusha from the mother and the child. Imo hui dolo kadusha kedusha teguf. Its mother does not attain kedusha teguf. Aval hi kadusha. But the animal itself does attain kedusha teguf from the time that you're makdishit. The moment you're makdishit, mother goes with zmamim. Baby is always going on the mizbeach. Therefore, he will go on the mizbeach. But this is not a case of after the fact. The mother became pregnant and had the baby. The mother's pregnant at the time he was makdishit. And that's not a proof against the Abaye, because it's a different scenario. Samarle Marzucha braid the Ramari, the Ravina, Hakinami Mistavro. Your deal makes sense if that's the case. Dibibehemami uberdaskinan. Because we're dealing with that pregnant animal, Mediktani, he, Vivladotea. It's different. In the other scenarios, you said there's a Nikeva. And then you talk about the Vlad separately. Over here, it says, he, Vivladotea in one shot. Which makes it sound like she's pregnant at the time that the kedusha happened. It's a different scenario than the other scenarios in the Braita. Shmamino, that this is not a proof against the Abaye, and the Abaye can have his position to explain Rabbi Elazar. Ama Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina, umode Rabbi Elazar, b'mafrish nekeval Hashem, de'ein b'no ha'karev Hashem. So we saw this already, that Rabbi Elazar agrees that if you're mafrish nekeval for Hashem, and it has an offspring, that offspring does not end up on the Mizbeach Pshita. That makes sense. Ad kad mal kamar Rabbi Elazar ela b'mafrish nekeva le'ola. He made a statement by the Ola. De'ika shem Ola alimo. Because there the mother had a shem Ola alimo. Again, Rashi is saying that Ola to'of has nekeva. Tosafot in the second chat that Rashi brings over there. That an Ola is always an Ola. And a sham is not always an Hashem. Avagami mefaret mafrish nekeva le'asham. De'leka shem Hashem alimo. that the Shem Hasham does not apply to its mother, it turns into an Ola. It's not an Hasham through and through. Afira Belazar Modeh Delo Karev Hasham, or according to Rashi, since there is no female in Hasham ever, so then it won't be brought as an Hasham. Ilav Dashminan. If you didn't say this, you're saying to me, oh, it's simple. But had you not told me this, have a mina. Time of the Rabbi Lazar, la mishum de shem ola alimo. I would have thought Rabbi Lazar's reasoning is not this issue of shem ola alimo. El mishum de chazi vlad akrava. Because the vlad is ra'ui l'hakrava. The problem with the mother is that it's female. Once you have a child that is a male, then that overcomes that problem. So I would have thought Rabbi Lazar just thinks that as soon as you get over the problem of nekeva, I mean you end up with a zachar, you can be makrivit. Nothing to do with the mother's status. V'hainami, haichazi l'akrova. This child also is roi l'akrova. You have a zachar Hashem, which could be used. So maybe that should work. Kamash Malon, that's not the reasoning of Rabbi Elazar. The reasoning of Rabbi Elazar is shem ola alimo, which is what Rava introduced us before. And therefore, ben Hashem, the offspring will not be brought in his beach. Where it says, ihochi ha-damash Malon, de'ein b'na karev Hashem, nishmein de'ein b'na karev ola. Why did he say that his child is not brought as an Hashem? He should tell us if the child is not brought as an Olah, which is the more important factor. That what do you do with this offspring of an Hashem? Nobody says that you bring it as an Hashem. The two choices are that you bring it as an Olah, or you wait till it gets a mom, and then you use the proceeds to bring an Olah. Nobody says that you bring it directly as an Hashem. So if your Havamina here is that Rabbi Elazar is coming to teach us, don't put this directly on the Mizbeach, but it has to do with its mother, to tell us what's the derivative of its mother. It's an Olah. It says, and we would have known that an Hashem also can't be brought. If you can't bring it as an Olah, certainly you can't bring it as an Hasham. It can't be brought as an Olah, this Hasham, this child of Hasham. Because that's not what his mother was Mukdash for. She was Mukdash to be an Hasham, not to be an Olah. Aval Hasham, Ema Vlad Karev Hashem, by the Hashem, where she is Mukdesha to be an Hashem, maybe the child could be an Hashem, so maybe that's why you can't bring an Olah, and I would have thought, bring it as an Hashem. Had you told me don't bring it as an Olah, I would have thought, yes, bring it as an Hashem. Kamash Malan, you can't bring it as either. You can't bring it as an Hashem, you can't bring it as an Olah, because of Shem Imo. Shem Imo is what determines over here, that's the guiding principle for Rabbi Elazar, and therefore, if you have an Ekeva as an Hashem, and then an offspring from that, the offspring has to wait until it gets a mom, and with the proceeds, you're going to bring an Olah because of its mother. Its mother is the problem. Its mother was an Hashem. As an Hashem, it can't be brought. So what the possibility is that it's brought as an Olah, his mother wasn't an Olah. So because his mother's not an Olah, it can't be brought as an Olah. Again, according to Rashi, since its mother never, there's no such thing as a female Hasham, over here you can't bring it as an Hasham. Alright, next Mishnah. Amafrish nekevali Hasham. Person is mafrish nekev Hasham, tireh ad shetisteev, v'timecher v'yaviv dameh Hasham. Then it goes out to graze, and with the proceeds you bring an Hasham. Vim karev Hashamo. If he already had been yotzei his chiyuv to bring an Hasham, if he was Makdish this female, and then he didn't use that to be his Hasham, he used something else to be his Hasham, and he's no longer obligated to bring it as an Hasham. Then what do you do with it? You do the same process, you wait for a mum, but the monies, instead of going to purchase the Hasham, will go towards buying an Olah Nedava. Shimon Omer, Timacher, Shalom B'mum. Shimon says, you sell without a mum, because, in the Chamum Gadol Mizev. It's a Nekeva. A Nekeva is not Ruyah to be an Hasham. So in the Chamum Gadol Mizeh, as an Hasham Nekeva. And therefore you don't have to wait for a mum, you can sell it right away. Lamali Tistaev Timacher. Why do I have to wait for it to go out and graze, and then sell it? Kevin Delechazi Lamilta, Hainu Muma. Let's subscribe to Rabbi Shimon's opinion, which is, that since it's not Ru'ui for anything, then that is the Mum. It's not. It's not good for an Hasham. It's not good for an Olah. Why do you need a Mum? It's a useless Karban in that sense. You can't use it for anything. Can't use it for anything. That's a Mum. Amri Yehuda Amarav, Hainu Tam. This is the reason. Damrinan. Migo de Nachta Lot Dushat Damim, Nachta Nami Dushat Aguf. Since Kedushat HaDamim is effective on this animal, Kedushat HaGuf is also effective on this animal. Now, Kedushat HaGuf, not in the real sense, it's not going to go on the Mizbeach directly. It's not Kedushat HaGuf that you're going to put this female onto the Mizbeach in any way, shape, or form. Kedushat HaGuf means that it's not enough to release it without a mum. It attains a Kedushat HaGuf that it needs a mum, and it needs to be redeemed in order to be released. But it attains a level of Kedushat HaGuf because there's a Migo. Since the Kedushat HaMim works here, Kedushat HaGuf also attains a certain status. You were Makdisha as Kedushat HaGuf, but you can't use it for Kedushat HaGuf because it's a female Hasham. So you are successful making it into Kedushat HaMim, and as far as possible, you're successful as Kedushat HaGuf. What's as far as possible? That I have the requirements that you need a mum in order to redeem it. Amarovo, Zoto Meret, Higdish Zachar Ledamav. If a person was makdish a male for its value, kadosh, kedushat guf. We saw this earlier in the Masechta, that Rava says that if you're makdish something that should go on the Mizbeach, for its proceeds to be used towards the Mizbeach, it works. You're so successful that it turns into kedushat guf. And you're successful being makdish a kedushat guf. But it's in violation of what the Torah says. You're not allowed to bring a tamim as a kedushat tamim. So in violation of the Torah, we said over there, the Torah takes over and says, it's going to become Kedushat HaGuf. You're not allowed to do this. This is the Kedushat that's going to attain. Itmar, Hikdish Zachar LeDamav, Rav Kahan Amar, Kadosh Kedushat HaGuf. He says it is Kadosh Kedushat HaGuf. Rav Amar, Ein Kadosh Kedushat HaGuf. It does not attain Kedushat HaGuf. Wait a minute. Rav was the one who just concluded that it does attain Kedushat HaGuf. And I said, Adarei Rav Alid Rav Kahana. Rav retracted his position and then agreed to Rav Kahana's position. Because of Rav Yehuda Marav. Because that's exactly what he was mitayik at Rav Yehuda Marav, is that there is Kedushat HaGuf even when you're Makdish L'Zadamim. There's a level of Kedushat HaGuf that's attained automatically. And just like over here he's saying that, he realized that his statement, an independent statement, when they were talking about Makdish Zachar LeDamav, that it has to work also, that Kedushat HaGuf is attained. And they changed his mind to be like Rav Kahana, that you do attain Kedushat HaGuf. Rav Shimon Omer, Timacher Shelo B'mum. Shimon says that you sell without a mum. Samali Rav Chir Ba'av and the Rabbi Yochanan. So now, they ask the question the other way. Before they asked on the Rabbanon, why don't you hold like Rabbi Shimon? Now they're asking Rabbi Shimon, why don't you hold like the Rabbanon? Samali Rav Chir Ba'av and the Rabbi Yochanan, Migo Denakta Le Kedushat Damim, Titrichot Le Inami Kedushat HaGuf. Amar Yehuda Marav gave us the reason for the Rabbanon. Why doesn't Rabbi Shimon subscribe to that? Amar Le, Rabbi Shimon Le Tamei. Rabbi Shimon's according to his own Shita. Damar, Kol Midei De Lo Chazi Le De Gufe, Lo Nakta Le Kedushat HaGuf. Anything that is not ra'ui for its own goof never retains Kedushat HaGuf. Meaning that if you're not ra'ui to be Kedushat HaGuf, you'll never attain Kedushat HaGuf. The Tanya, Asham Ben Shana. So an Asham Ben Shana, you were supposed to bring an Asham Ben Shana, which is a kevis. A kevis is brought for an Asham Nazir and Asham Mitzora. Instead, you bring a Ben Shtayim, which is an ayol. Or Ben Shtayim, you have to bring an Asham that's an ayol, that's 2 years old. That's for an Asham Gezelot, Meilot, Shifa Harufa. And instead, you bring a Ben Shana, you bring a kevis. Ksheira. Velo alu lebalim mishim chuvah. It works. You bring the Asham, it works as an Asham, but you did not discharge your obligation because you didn't bring the right Asham. You didn't bring the ayol or kevis that you're supposed to do. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Kol atzman einam kadoshim. They don't attain kedusha at all. What do you mean they're fine? You can bring them on the Mizbeach. It's the wrong animal. You bring a kevis instead of an ayol, an ayol instead of a kevis. It's the wrong animal. And the Gemara says, Vari mechusar zman delo chazi. Wait a minute. If that's the case, don't you have mechusar zman? This is Vishol's question. What happens if a case is less than 8 days old? Ve'amar Rabbi Shimon del Kadosh, you can be makdish an animal less than 8 days old. So shani mechusar zman dechazu lemachar. So over there, eventually it'll be ra'ui. It's going to turn into an animal that's ra'ui. It just has something, an impediment right now. But that impediment, well, right, it's a mum over, but it's an impediment that will lift automatically in a couple of days. So over there, Rabbi Shimon has the opinion that you can be makdishit even though you cannot be makrivit. He allows you to separate between the kedusha, being makdishit, and then be makrivit after this man. And it says, wait a minute, ihochi Hashem ben shtayim. Wait, when you were supposed to bring an ayo, ve'viu ben shana, instead you brought a keves, ha'chazi l'shana. And a year from now, it'll be an ayo. So the same thing. Elahainu time with Rabbi Shimon. This is the reason Rabbi Shimon. B'chusar zman, z'yoli flemi b'chor. This is what we know from Rabbi Shimon before. He learns out from b'chor. Kedetani, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda omer mishum Rabbi Shimon. This is where we saw the original quote of this. B'chusar zman, nichnas l'dir l'itaser. And b'chusar zman goes into the corral to be counted towards Meiser Be'ima. Varihuke Bechor, it's just like a Bechor. Ma Bechor Kadosh Lifnei Zmano. A Bechor is automatically Kadosh before the eighth day because it's Kadosh Mi Rechem, it's Kadosh from the womb. So just like it's Kadosh Mi in the womb, so too Maser is automatically going to be Kadosh before. And you can't put on the Mizbeach to the eighth day. Just like a Bechor, you can't put on the Mizbeach to the eighth day. But it's Kadosh beforehand. That's the reason over here. But so too Mechuz Zman. Kadosh Lifnei Zmano. Vikarev Lachar Zmano. It's Kadosh now. But it can be brought afterwards. That's not true by this case. Over here, you're breaking a kevis, and you want to bring it as an ayo later on. Sure. If you wait till it's an ayo, you can bring it. But right now, it's worthless. It has no value right now. It's a zero right now. So therefore, the din by Mechusar Zman is learned out of Bechor. It's a very particular din. Particular din in Mechusar Zman that Kedusha is effective before the eighth day, because we have examples of that in Bechor. Therefore, from Bechor we learn to Maser, from Maser we learn to all other Karbanot, that Mechusar Zman can again become Kadosh, it just cannot be Mukrav. Over here, where you have animals that are not Ruyim, Rabbi Shimon's gonna say, no go. If it doesn't work for Kedushat HaGuf, it doesn't work whatsoever. So the fundamental machloket here, when you're Makdish an animal, that is not Ruyim for Kedushat HaGuf, what does it attain? Rabbi Shimon says it's nothing, it doesn't attain anything. Whereas the Tanakhama, the Rabbanan, believe that it attains as much Kedusha as a goof as it can. In a case where you makdish zachar l'damav, it'll become full-fledged Kedusha as a goof. In our case here by Nekeva, it'll attain enough Kedusha as a goof that you have to wait for a mum in order to redeem it. But it'll attain as much Kedusha as a goof as possible. Rabbi Shimon says, no. There is no Kedusha as a goof in these cases. It does not attain Kedusha as a goof whatsoever. Can't be Kedusha as a goof. It is not Kedusha as a goof. Right, we'll stop over here because then next sugya begins. It goes through the next Talmud.